Hello.
Hello.
You know, I'm still not in the intro. Like, I worry so much about having everyone else.
That's right. You're not, are you?
I didn't even put myself in it.
I never even thought about that.
One day, if you ever have free time and want something to do, well, there you go. I'm sure you'll find other things to do.
So. I should just add it in, like, the most, like,
bizarre spot.
Bizarre spot. And, like, really loud and obnoxious.
Right at the beginning, you could just throw up your devil horns and go, Chatterbox!
Chatterbox!
Oh, man.
There you go.
Oh, at the beginning.
I think we just wrote dinner right now. That would be good. And then you could put Illyrio in the middle.
Because he sounds he could be the lucky Pierre.
Yeah. Lucky Illyrio.
To bring back an old term.
Nice.
Yep, that's a lovely term. So we have a friend in our chat because we're live again today.
Just one friend.
Just one friend. Hi, John. Hi, Officer John. Yeah.
Hopefully you can even listen. I can hear it.
Yeah, hopefully everything's working. That's we're fingers crossed. We'll see what happens.
We'll see if yours.
I could turn it up and we could have a massively terrible echo that would blow everybody's ears out.
I'm good. Thank you for the offer, though.
if you wanted to do that.
It's episode 49.
Yeah.
That means it's episode 50 next time. Woo!
Yes. As long as that's before April 3rd, we'll be good.
I mean, no promises.
I go on vacation.
Oh. Well, we did our first episode the week before Comic-Con, so.
Ah.
And that was 3 years ago this year.
Well, hopefully we make it to 50 before Comic-Con.
I was hoping. Easter special. We'll do an Easter special.
That's a goal. Yeah. I'll be away for Easter, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm going away the week before that.
Oh, are you?
Okay,
so we'll be back after Easter.
Okay, Rob, where are you going?
I'm going to San Francisco.
Oh, awesome!
Francisco.
Gonna go see our boy.
Yeah, a few things. Gonna actually going to see WrestleMania.
Oh, cool. Nice. San Francisco this year.
Is this like a thing traditionally that you and Colt have done, or is
Colt hasn't gone, but actually I went. It really started last year because I went.
Yeah, you guys went last year, right?
On for like a bachelor party.
Oh, that's right.
So this year we were just like, well, no one's getting married, but it's in San Francisco, and that could be fun. So, I mean, plus, yeah, I mean, I have Kulki there, so it's like a extra bonus.
That will be fantastic.
And he's down at the beach now or something.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, I mean, no, he's living at the beach now.
Well, yeah, he lives.
Not that he's on the beach currently at this moment.
He might be.
Although he could be.
He lives literally on the beach. Things haven't gone well for Colt since the last time we talked.
He's sleeping on the beach.
He's on the beach, literally. Yeah. No, that's not true. He's a happy dude.
Hmm.
Oh, you get to get a Colky hug. Can you get one for me and send it my way?
Sure, I'll give you an extra one. He was just here recently, so it's been lots of Colky lately.
Oh yeah, he was up that way when it was bad weather.
Yeah. Interesting choices. Hey, there's a snowstorm. I'm gonna head that way.
Well, yeah, there wasn't much of a choice. It was always a snowstorm, so it was just one of those years.
Yeah, we don't have a guest today.
No, we can carry it just fine ourselves.
I think, yeah.
It's been a while, too, since we've just hung out. I'd ask Michael where he's going, but I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count.
Yeah, well, it's Connor's birthday, so that kind of narrows it down pretty quickly.
Michael only goes to Raleigh, San Diego, and Disneyland.
Well, Disney World, technically. No, we do go other places. We do go other places. This doesn't necessarily get talked about all the time. Yeah, but now that Connor's older, we're going to start going other places. So,
are you going? You're going to Raleigh this year?
We're stopping by because we're driving to Orlando and back. So that's halfway on the way back. So Saturday we're going to stop on the way back.
That was like always like a, it was like a fond memory of mine, like when I was a kid, like driving down to Florida. Like I feel like everyone should experience that at least once.
Yeah, and then probably never do it again because driving never sucks. But yeah, just airfare during Easter break is like
I can imagine.
Freaking bonkers, you know, especially for three people. So, and it's easier for us to have a car at that time of year because it's so crowded there.
Yeah,
and nobody wants your kids on a plane.
Why?
Drive with that screaming, crazy kid shit. I'm not Connor... your kid in particular. I've never actually met Connor, and I'm sure he's a well-behaved child.
I don't
child.
Think he's ever screamed on a plane, actually.
But, you know, I'm one of those, like, childless persons. Why do you need to bring your kids places? What's with that?
Well, they get to go places. I mean, I could see not putting them on a red-eye flight, unless that's your only option. But, you know, other than that.
Okay, do not particularly enjoy the company of children I don't know. Like if I know the kid, then
They're not your company. They're on a plane.
No, I know. But I will inevitably end up with the child who kicks behind me, or at the restaurant, the kid who just wants to scream at the top of their lungs sitting next to me. I don't know what it is. I'm a magnet for that shit.
No, you just observe it more.
No, seriously, I'm a magnet.
Confirmation bias. That's all it is.
Oh, kids. Dogs are better.
I have the same problem with baby boomers. I assume all of them are doing the worst possible things at all times. So,
well, they are. They're ruining the planet.
It's true. But anyway.
Who knows what those olds are up to?
It's amazing. The greatest generation begat the worst generation. How is that possible? anyway.
Because we're completely and absolutely spoiled rotten.
Hopefully. You're not a baby boomer, though.
No, but I was raised by baby boomers.
Yeah, so was I.
So we're I think we all were.
Yeah.
We're the worst generation, is what you're saying.
No, I said baby boomers are the worst generation.
Oh, I thought you were calling them the best generation. I was confused.
No, the greatest generation is the World War II generation. That's their moniker. That's their moniker.
Oh, okay. I never heard that.
Because
maybe that's just an American
it
thing.
Maybe, but it's. I think it's just generally associated with World War II, and you know.
Okay. Well, kind of like how daylight savings time is associated with World War I, but we still do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, time zones are a little ridiculous at this point. We could pretty much set it to whatever time we want, but you know.
Well, let me just put it this way: if it was for farmers, I was feeding my chickens in the dark again this morning for no good reason. So stop it, on the behalf of all farmers. I speak for them all.
Well, you just don't change your clock then. What's the difference?
Well, I still have to go to work. I'm a working farmer, damn it.
True.
I'm not one of them just farming farmers.
I mean, really, though. Yeah, I mean, what's the... I don't know. I don't know. I wish we would just keep it so it stays daylight more in the afternoon. I mean, I go to work super early, so I don't care if it's dark in the morning. Shit, let it be dark all day while I'm at work. I don't care.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess that's for you, working so early. It doesn't really make that much of a difference, except you get more daylight at night. So
well, that fine. Makes a huge difference, because then I come home and it's at least daylight for a little while.
Yeah. See, and for me, I have chores to do in the morning, and now it's dark when I do them.
Yeah, like, I don't care if it's dark the first 3 hours of work. It's work. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's dark.
I wish it would only rain while I'm at work. Can we work on that next? Rain while I'm at work, be sunny when I'm outside.
Well, there you go. That'll be a interesting task.
These are my princess demands. The rain may never fall till after sundown. Right? No? Nobody knows the theme song, the music from Camelot? Nobody?
No. No, I do not.
No.
I'm gonna have
July and August cannot be too hot.
I'm going to have to pass on that. I don't know.
And there's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot. No,
unless
really?
They,
no?
Unless they covered it on Glee, I do not know. Which is ending its run in the next 2 weeks, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I have them all, except my PVR is dying. I'm sad because I've got lots of stuff to watch. Lucky Chicken John. If you were in the chat, you'd know what I was saying. But you're not. You're not cool.
Yeah, so that show is winding down.
Oh, are you gonna miss it?
I am. You know why? And I've had it has its issues. It certainly has quality issues at times. I will not deny that, but it has broken more barriers and pushed more envelopes than any other network show, maybe in the last 30 years.
I would say that is probably true.
There is nothing else that comes close, especially right now,
no,
to being as I don't know what the word would be. Interesting?
Envelope pushing?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for lack of another term. You know, that takes on as much as it does, and it doesn't always succeed or do it well, but it does take it on.
It never shies away from it. I will tell you what. That episode with the gun when Becky
Oh, that was amazing. Fired the shot, yeah, yeah.
Was stunning. Like, that was a stunning episode. I held my breath that whole episode.
Or the Kurofsky suicide episode was fantastic.
Yeah, they have really tackled some serious issues, and Glee has definitely made me cry.
Yeah, there's been, and even in this last season here, they've done a good job with certain things. I mean, the shows are somewhat messy at times. It's, you know, I'm not going to say it's not. It's out there and fun and interesting and bad and good.
Shoehorning in celebrities sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, that got old. I didn't like that. I think they were bad. They just lost it a little bit for a while. But, I mean, the topics from everything from – and this year they have one of the teachers is transgender. They have all kinds – and things that they do 5 years ago that are just normal on the show now, other shows get credit for, like, breaking the barrier. And I'm like, well, you know.
And not only do they do things like have a transgender student, because they've had a transgender
student for a couple of years. Yeah, yeah.
They don't always just go like, well, everyone acts like this is perfectly normal. They always have, and it's usually Sue Sylvester, being as horrifyingly devil's advocate as possible.
Or, you know, oddly taking the other side, and you're like, wow.
Yeah, like you never know with her what, you know.
Yeah, which is fun, but.
Yeah.
Because Jane Lynch is fantastic. They don't always
just go, oh, yes, well, we have a transgender character, and everybody accepts it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not how the world is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm glad cable shows get their due. But in reality, most of them are straight white male anti-heroes is pretty much every single cable show. And while they may be better quality than Glee, and I'm sure a lot of other network shows are better quality than Glee, it certainly pushes way more barriers than any of those shows could ever dream of.
Yeah.
And so I will miss it for that. And it's fun. It's a fun ride.
It seems to have gotten a lot darker since I stopped watching.
No, yeah. You know, it's not dark at all, but it's...
Not darker, but like some more serious shit.
No, it does. It does at times get a little serious, but always in an interesting way. Yeah. There's always,
when it tackles an issue, it tackles it head on. They're not afraid of it.
Yeah, there's no like pussyfooting around anything, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I haven't started watching this last season, so
I find it entertaining enough. It, you know what? It's like a fan service season to end it all, basically.
Oh, okay.
And there are some and the new characters they brought on are actually good, as opposed to the last set of new kids they brought on that were god awful.
Oh, okay. And I'm too busy watching Nashville and Empire, which I realize are exactly the same shows, but in different music industries.
Yes, and without the... They don't have... Well, they do sing, right? But not like in the way Glee sings.
Right.
Yeah,
they do like, you know, we're at a concert. This is our show. We're singing a song.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we're writing the song. This is the song.
I do want to check out Empire.
Empire's kind of amazing.
Yeah, I kind
of
want
to... I only have seen a couple of episodes at the end, unfortunately. I haven't seen the whole thing. But what I've seen, I was like, I'm watching the show.
Yeah, I kind of want to watch that. That's one I kind of want to grab on Hulu and check out. Because it just seems at least different.
It's very guilty pleasure-y, let me put it to you.
It looks like it. It looks like... It looks like Melrose Place in the music industry.
Yeah. Oh, it totally is. It's hilarious. The lead woman's name is Cookie. And she's just phenomenal. What's her name? Not Viola Davis. What is her name? The lady who plays it. I know her. Who is it? Oh, somebody in chat, tell me.
Viola Davis is on that other show, right? How to Get Away with Murder. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll find it.
Yeah, I don't know Cookie's name. I mean, I've only seen the promos for the show, and I'm like, God, that seems trashy and fun. I should probably watch that. But I have so little time to catch up on things that it's hard.
Yeah.
And I try and stay up to date on, like, at least one or two things at a time. We're actually up to date on Once Upon a Time only because we watch it with Connor.
Oh, I haven't really seen it in the last couple of seasons. I don't know why.
I'm not... You know, we watch it mostly because we can all watch it together.
Yeah.
And he enjoys the fairy tale aspect. But, man, the three new villains. Like, how do you shoehorn Cruella de Vil in as a Storybrooke character?
Oh, no.
I don't know. They're not working for me. And the Maleficent looks like a... It looks like she would be the Times Square Maleficent. and not like any... judgment on her looks, but I mean on the costume looks and stuff. It would be like, yeah, it would be like putting the Times Square Elmo on Sesame Street is what it looks like.
Okay. Oh, I know why I know her. Okay, do you watch Person of Interest?
No.
Okay, because she played a character on Person of Interest that's no longer on the show anymore.
Oh,
that
makes sense. Makes sense.
You wouldn't know her name even if I told you, probably.
Ah.
It's Taraji Henson.
Hmm.
Beautiful woman.
Probably seen her before, though.
She's gorgeous. Anyway, that's beside the point. But yeah. I also like Nashville, which has got me listening to country music, which is really weird.
Whoa.
I don't understand. Yeah. Songs with twangs and about dogs and people that leave.
I get enough country on The Voice and Idol, which also Connor loves, so we watch.
I'm watching Idol, but I don't watch The Voice usually. I watch Will they do the chair turnaround bit, and then when the competition starts, I stop watching.
Yeah, that seems like you know what? And the head-to-head thing's kind of fun, too, the battles or whatever. But yeah, once I get to the regular shows, it kind of falls off for me. It's just kind of like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's one that more Renee and Connor watch, but I usually catch most of them. I prefer The Voice, but Idol is not too bad with the three hosts they have now with... Harry and what's his name, the Australian country guy, and J-Lo.
I really like Harry too. He's hilarious.
Well, you know, all three of them actually give critiques as opposed to the nonsense that used to go on.
You look so pretty today.
Yeah
What's like, let's do what she's saying.
And The Voice isn't bad. It's, you know, it's watchable. And you know what, when you DVR them, you can watch them in like 20 minutes instead of like 2 hours.
That's what Dave does when he watches Idol. He only listens to the singing. He doesn't listen to any of the talking.
We blow through everything, maybe look a little bit of the talking when they're telling you what song, and then blow through the rest of it, and then you can actually watch those shows so fast.
Yeah. And Survivor just started too. I haven't seen the first episode of the season yet.
It's like the 30th season or something.
Mm-hmm. I know. Wow. I've been watching every single season of it. I'm wasting my life. I should go outside. I should go outside. But you know what? I've dumped Big Brother. I don't watch Big Brother anymore.
Is that still on?
I think so. Oh,
Jesus. Wow. Holy cow.
I remember watching the first year of that when the streaming was free.
Oh, yeah. When you could just watch.
Then. I remember watching it at my boss's office at work. I'm like, watch the show that's on. It's really cool. Showing it to him. Funny. It was a long time ago. When the earth was green.
When the earth was green.
With some Humpty back camels and some chimpanzees.
Is that a song I don't know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Irish Rovers.
I still don't know what that is.
It's obscure music night on the Chatterbox podcast. Oh my goodness, how can you not know that song?
I'm sorry. Not sure why I would.
A long time ago when the earth was green with the Humpty back camels and some chimpanzees.
Maybe I have heard it. I don't know. I guess it's possible I've heard it. I can't guarantee that I haven't.
Like, I don't know. Is it called the Unicorn Song? I don't think it's called the Unicorn Song. Hang on.
It could be.
I'll find it.
I am.
A long time ago when the earth was green, There was more kinds of animals than you've ever seen. Yeah, I'll send it to you. You'll enjoy it. It's called the Unicorn Song. I don't know.
So it is why actually the Unicorn Song.
My ADD is like this today, but it is. What do you want from me? Okay. All right.
So I see that
let's talk about something that makes sense.
Well, I see that we are excited about absolutely nothing.
Well, I was going to write spring, but it seemed cruel.
I'm excited that
all the snow's gone.
Warm weather this week. It's starting to melt. It is exciting.
Ours is gone.
Oh yeah.
We had 11 inches on Friday morning, and it's gone already. It's been gone for like 2 days. It got super warm though, really quickly. I think it got a little warmer here. Quicker.
It's going quickly here, but there's still
it'll be gone
straggling
soon.
Snow, yeah.
Yeah, in the shady areas. It's hung in a little bit, but we're almost done. We're almost out of that.
Ugh, yeah. Hopefully there's no more
snowfall
out of the woods.
Don't send it this way.
I hope
you've had enough nice weather. You can have some snow.
The goddamn cold weather better stick around here for the summer. That's all I know.
There is literally dog fighting going on in my living room again. Can you hear that? God.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, the puppy's teething, and she thinks Ember's tail is the best possible thing to teeth on.
So, not good.
Ember's barking at her and telling her to bugger off. I don't know what I got myself into. Don't get two puppies. Don't do it.
You might as well have kids.
Might as well. Oh, no. At least kids, you can duct tape their mouths shut. Not with dogs. Bark, bark, scratch, scratch. Anyway, we'll survive. Oh. Amber turned 1 yesterday, and Cooper is 4 months old.
Oh.
Just got one over crapping in my house. Now the next one's doing it. And he's dumb, so he's not learning very quickly. I've never had a dumb dog before. I'm not sure how to do that. I don't know what to do about it.
You're not sure how to do that.
Like, could you stop being dumb? That would be great. It doesn't work.
Jeez. They don't listen that way.
No. I don't understand why. Anyway, so if Tim is still listening to our show, he will enjoy the fact that we talked about Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't say anything about it.
I know absolutely nothing about it, so there's not much I can really say.
I'm shocked it's still on, frankly.
Yeah, quite frankly, I am too. But it gets relative to everything else, it gets good ratings, so that's all you need. I mean, really, what kind of ratings do you even need anymore? I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's got to be not much. Trying to think what else is on. What else is really on that gets big, huge, other than the CBS stuff is the only stuff that gets real ratings, right?
What's that new Vince Gilligan CBS show?
Did that ever start?
It did. We've got the first episode of it, actually. I can't remember what it's called, though. It's got a
really?
Weird name.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw the commercial. I don't know. It's on CBS, so I just don't pay attention.
Battle Creek.
Oh. And it is super, super procedural. From the first episode that I've done.
Oh, is
wow,
it?
This is like really procedural. Don't you start, senior citizen. No. Senile senior. He's gonna bark at me now because he doesn't know where in the room I am.
Oh, so he went super, super procedural with this one. I guess it's a nice break and a nice paycheck.
Yeah, something
and
different, yeah.
Yeah. I guess you can't really just dive right back into the same thing again.
Nah.
That's a lot of work.
I hope he writes for the, like, aren't they supposed to, like, do more X-Files or something? There was, like, rumors about X-Files.
Yeah, there was rumors about that coming back. I don't know.
He needs to write for X-Files.
I would hope so, because, man, Chris Carter, phew, he's lost it, man. Did you watch The After?
What was it called? The After?
It was one of those Amazon, what are they called? Pilots? Last year. It was one of the worst things I have ever seen. Like, he wrote a terrible 90s TV show with, like, nudity and cursing, basically, and the worst acting I've ever seen.
Who was in it?
Remember? Bunch of really freaking terrible people. It was
just terrible all the way around.
Yeah, I mean, if it's still floating around on Amazon and you want to watch something completely shittily horrendous, watch The After, because it was garbage. I mean, it couldn't. The lead actress was so bad, I can't even imagine why they hired her, to be honest.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was woof. Yeah, so I would, you know, if Vince Gilligan was in on it, I'd be like, oh, okay, that might be decent. If Chris is writing them, they got problems.
Oh, that's too bad.
Because he's not evolved beyond the 90s. Let's just say that.
Whereas you have a show like Better Call Saul, which is set in the 90s, and it's phenomenal.
I hear it's good.
Is it the 90s or the 80s? Probably the 90s. It's really good.
It's 90s, early 90s, yeah.
We got Mike's origin story on the last show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, it was a very different episode. It was really focused on, it was really very little, you know, Saul or Jimmy, I should say. Hmm.
But, oh, yeah, Michael McKean's in it, right?
Who?
What?
Is Michael McKean in it?
I don't know who that is.
Squeaky Lenny
from Lenny. Oh, and yeah. Yeah, not Squiggy. It's Lenny.
Lenny from Lenny and Squiggy.
I always said that today. I kept saying that to Dave. Look, it's Squiggy. And he's like, it's Lenny. I'm like, I totally know it's Lenny, but I'm going to keep calling him Squiggy.
Which I'm sure people know him from 80 million other things other than that. You know, Spinal Tap, of
Spinal
course.
Tap. But Lenny and Squiggy forever.
No, but he's like one of the main people in it too, right? Or semi-main.
Pretty part in it, yeah.
He's Jimmy's brother.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, that's a spoiler. Well, Mike doesn't care about spoilers. Let's just tell him everything about it.
That's okay. No, I'm fine with that. I don't care.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
By the time I get to watch it, I'll forget everything anyway.
It's true. It's super well written, and it is, the cinematography is almost the exact same.
Oh, that's awesome. These
beautiful all those long shots they like to do of the desert and stuff. I love it.
Yeah. It's some beautiful cinematography.
Yeah. Yeah. And they are doing a podcast as well. I'm having a hard time with the podcast. It's the same group that was doing the Breaking Bad podcast.
Yeah.
Because the guy that plays Saul Goodman, I'm sorry, he's a little hard to swallow in real life.
Oh,
really? Yeah.
Is he?
What's his name? He's kind of humble, arrogant. And it's really hard for me.
He's not on the podcast like the whole time. Like he hasn't been on the last few.
Oh, okay. I only listened to the first one. I was like, I really want to listen to the show.
First two, I think, or something.
Okay. Yeah, they usually only bring. They don't usually have the actors in for all of them. It's usually just the production staff. So.
Yeah, it was just. I found the first one a little off. And like they'd say, so you're a writer and producer, and you've run your own show, or you've done your own show. So, do you write for the show? And he'll be like, well, no, I don't write for the show. And then he'll start talking about something else. And they'll go, you know, getting back to you asking me if I write for the show. I don't really, but it's like. What the hell are you talking about? You have the right to show or you don't. Stop trying to make it seem like you do. My boss does that shit, and I don't like it when he does it either.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it's just kind of, I don't know. He kind of humble brags weird. I don't know. I don't like it. In fact, I haven't gone all the way through the first episode because of it.
Oh.
Like the first episode of the podcast. But I love the show.
Yeah.
It's all good, man.
I guess, I mean, while we're talking about it, why not? Let's just skip to TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
We don't need to follow rules in this.
No.
There are no rules.
What rules?
We can go back to movies and tech anytime we want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to get back
show,
to that.
We can go back to movies and then back to TV.
Whoa.
Tech and then back to, I mean, who cares?
You know, you sound like a guy who has two soda streams in his house. You're getting crazy.
Two soda streams.
Hey, it's pretty impressive. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just going to keep coming back to that.
Oh.
It amuses me.
Yeah, I mean, just it's been a really good show. I've been enjoying it, and cool to see more Mike, a lot more Mike in the last episode.
The ticket or the sticker thing is amazing. I love it. Yeah. Why doesn't he just get the right amount of stickers? why doesn't he? Because he's one of those guys, I guess, that doesn't think the rules apply to him particularly. Right?
So. Yeah, I can't wait for Mike to just catch up. Marathon him if you have to.
Yeah, we will. What'll happen is once, like, Walking Dead ends, we'll just bang them out real quick and watch them all.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to watch certain shows. Although it's easier now because somebody watches Minecraft videos 27 hours a day. Oh. So
sounds like fun.
Yeah, and he's figured, and thankfully he knows how to put them. Well, thankfully he has a TV in his room, so he also puts them on the TV. He doesn't just watch them on the iPad, now he puts them on his TV.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, now I don't have to at least listen to them in my ear while they're blaring on the iPad. Because it's the same guy over and over. And I'm like, oh, dear God. The guy's voice, like, is grating as hell.
Wouldn't get annoying at all, right?
Yeah. Well, and he's doing it for kids. I mean, that's kind of the point of it. You know, it's a clean, yeah, they're not explicit or anything. But I'm like,
so he talks kind of up here in a really
Yeah. And he's got, like, a... I don't know if it's British accent, maybe, because the high pitch throws me off. They are interesting videos though. But you know they're fun, and he's built some great worlds and stuff like that. But still, it's like, oh God, dear God, more Minecraft, Jesus Christ.
Maybe he's just gonna hole up in his bedroom and build a whole world universe.
Yeah,
and he won't ever come out again.
He'll just know because he's too busy watching the videos to build the damn world.
I will take over the world later.
Or he'll call me in to do it. I'm like, no, no, I've had enough Minecraft just from the videos. I don't need any more. I'll play it for a little bit here and there and help him build some stuff. But yeah, it's the videos are exhausting.
That's no good. Well, it seems to be with kids always one obsession or another, isn't it? And I was thinking about you because didn't they say they were going to be rebooting the Power Rangers?
No, that was a well, they always reboot the Power Rangers. I mean, that's a continuous like fan yeah, that was just like a fan video.
Okay, that's not as fun. No. Okay, six people have seen the Irish Rovers Unicorn and nobody has liked it. Come on, people.
Why would they?
I posted it in the group. Every show I'm going to post a random video in the group. Last time was Pop 101.
Well, you should have found the final countdown.
That was brutal. That was brutal in my ears.
Oh my God. They were so bad. Oh my God.
How does somebody agree to let them get up on stage is what I want to
know. I don't know.
I'm wondering. Yeah. That's not easy to – usually something – it seems like some kind of like outdoor
– it looks like some kind of festival or something.
Yeah.
But nobody's there except for that one guy that walks by. There's one guy that walks by and he looks like at the camera like, what the hell is going on?
At least we could turn it off.
Oh, man.
He could not.
Yeah. Oh, that was rough. It was like they just threw four people together and were like, here, I don't know if you know how to play anything, but yeah, here's these instruments and here's a Casio keyboard.
That's so terrible. Yeah, that hurt my brain. I didn't like it at all.
They sounded like the Beach Boys almost.
Oh. I was gonna say I thought it was gonna be one of those shred things.
Yeah, were you clapping?
Oh,
poor Jamie and his new eyes. Now he can see all your insulting comments.
He can read everything now. I bet he wishes he never got them fixed.
Probably not. His eyes are better, but now his heart hurts.
Now his heart hurts. I feel awful about that.
I can tell.
Oh, man.
I heart you, Jamie.
All right, so you are recommending that I immediately watch Better Call saw.
I think you should. Yeah.
Yeah, you should watch it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's on the DVR. It's sitting there. It's got so it's not something that's been deleted. There's not much there, so it's not been deleted off. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I've been deleting stuff because, like I said, my PVR is dying a painful death.
Yeah,
so we watch have these to... like heavy duty emotional shows when it keeps stopping and then starting again.
So. Yeah, we have to get a new one as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dave just got the newest one. And the problem with it is the writing on the screen so small I can't read it because I'm old. So I think you're supposed to have like nothing less than a 50-inch TV screen and 20-year-old eyes.
And 20-year-old eyes.
You can't make the font any bigger. Like, who designed this, young people?
Yeah, we have some couple-year-old TiVos, so we got to switch them out.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that you would do that. I'm surprised you don't have alternate methods of getting your television. You seem like kind of like you would do that.
I don't steal.
I'm not talking about stealing. Because you have the Amazon Prime.
Yeah, no, but you got to remember. Yeah, but we have a senior citizen in the house, so.
Would that be you?
No.
No.
I'm young and vibrant. Mm-hmm. We have my mother-in-law in the house, so she watches TV during the day. All day. Oh. So we have to have kind of, you know.
The stew and the chat and the talk and the.
No, mostly Univision.
Oh, that is.
It's the Spanish language channel.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I wouldn't know, because here it would be French or Asian.
Well, you would know if you were ever a teen boy and watched Univision.
Are there lots of boobs on Univision? Or is it like. Stop it.
I would say at the time they were much more scantily clad and way hotter than anything that was on American television, normal American television. Actually, Univision is generally one of the highest rated networks. If you look at the actual ratings, it's generally higher than ABC and NBC a lot of the time.
Is it like soap operas and stuff?
Oh, there's a lot of soap operas. Yeah. Apparently, it's a lot of soap operas and game shows. And some new stuff, but yeah, mostly soap operas.
Senior citizens that are older than you like those things, I guess.
That's all right. It's like crazy hot people soap operas.
Nice.
Where you don't have to follow the storylines because, you know, you only basically know what they're saying.
And it's usually Kiss Me?
Generally, it ends there somewhere like that, yeah. Okay. Or there's some music and somebody makes a face.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, a lot of that happens.
I'll have to check that out. Probably not.
Yeah, no, it's generally, if yeah, when you look at the ratings, it's surprising how high Univision ranks among the major networks. Sometimes it's the leading network of the week, actually, and overall ratings.
Interesting.
Yep, it is. I know people are scared of that. You know, people speak in Spanish. They're all scared.
Stop it, man.
But, yeah.
Stop trying to make people all speak Spanish. What's with that? I don't know. It's like here.
Yeah, that's like anywhere. But, people are scared of stuff all the time.
Well, the only thing that scares me is when we have a conversation in our local paper about the fact that there are a lot of store signs in the city where I live that are in Chinese only. And that's a problem because we have language laws in this country that say English or French signs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not allowed to bring it up because then you're a racist because you noticed that it's Chinese and not English. And then you have the city council saying, well, if those people don't want your business, that's really their problem. And then you read the comments in the local paper where there's, you know, a young Asian man saying things like, well, if you effing Europeans don't like it, go back where you came from. There's more of us than there are you. It's our country now. Get the fuck out. And you say, no. It's probably not going to happen. So there is a lot of that here, you know, where I live, because there is a overwhelming population of Asian.
Yeah, so wouldn't it make sense to then have signs in whatever language, whether it's.
But I want to go to that store too.
Tough shit.
I like the $2 Daiso store, the biggest one outside of Japan. I like that.
Why should other people be inconvenienced for your wants?
Because.
Why can't you just learn to read whatever it may be, Mandarin, whatever, I don't know, whatever it may be, Japanese, whatever the store happens to be? Why do they have to?
I was here first.
So what?
No, because
nobody cares.
The Native Indians say, well, we were here first, so we would appreciate
Nobody cares who was there first. That's the reality of the situation. Whoever was anywhere first really doesn't matter.
No, I was kidding. That's not what it's about for me. It's about inclusivity. Like, I live in this community, and I don't want to feel excised from it.
Well, aren't you making people feel excised by...
No, put Chinese language on your sign, but at least welcome me by putting English too, so at least I know what the hell you sell and I can come in your store and buy it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you should
That's
have.
That's all I want. I just
it,
want
it would make
both.
Sense to have both, but if their main market is only whatever Asian community they're serving, then I could see.
I guess like our council members say, I guess they don't want your business.
Well, they might not. Maybe that's what it is.
But we have malls, though. Like, there's two malls, particularly in the city. If I went into the mall, they would ignore me until I left. Because they're not interested in my money. And they don't want me there. It feels pretty shitty. That's all I'm saying. You could literally stand there to buy a pack of gum for 10 minutes, and they will literally ignore you until you leave.
That's odd.
That's pretty bad.
They don't see you. You don't exist. Go away, white lady. That's the message.
White devil.
White devil, go away.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have treated them so badly.
Oh. Snap. Matt's in the cheat now. Wow. Okay. We're having heavy conversations today. What is happening? What's happening on the line? Is somebody opening a yogurt?
Where? What are you talking about?
I don't know what that was.
Oh, I didn't hear. I must have done something because I didn't
must
hear.
Must have been Michael. I hope that wasn't like fly, those, Michael.
Those like toy pushy vacuum cleaners and it has little balls in them.
The poppy balls.
Well, I was pretending to vacuum down here. So that may
have been. Why pretend? I'm sure Renee'd appreciate it if you did it for real.
That may have been the problem. I was pretending to vacuum with my popping vacuum cleaner.
Oh, we knew it. Yep. Our radio station here, Z95, they're doing ZFX, which is really funny because they do stuff like that, like opening the lid off of the 4-liter milk jug, like the plastic ring was the one last week. I don't know. People win lots of money. It'd be cool.
Oh, to guess what the sound is?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, what other web TV are we talking about?
Oh, well.
Oh, did you want to talk about your movie, Rob? Let's just switch it all up for hell of it.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, why not? Let's be crazy.
Shake it up.
A little crazy.
Yeah.
I saw Kingsman.
Was that any good?
The secret. It, you know what? It actually was. I really didn't know what to expect from it, and it was very entertaining. It's I don't know. It's got like a good mix. It's very violent, but very tongue in cheek, and you know, it's not like a for sure not a serious movie. I mean, the main villain is Samuel L. Jackson with a lisp, so you know.
Yeah, you can kind of tell.
Were there snakes on his plane?
No, I mean, it was very fun and feel like, you know, fun spy movies. Like, it's you'll have a good time with it. I actually tried to go see it a couple weeks before, but for some reason the sprinkler was going off in the movie theater and
down. How awkward.
At least we didn't go. I mean, because there were people that were in the middle of a movie and that would have sucked even more. At least we like happened before we went into the movie. So, but we got like these vouchers and we had to go back and try again. But
interesting. Oh, Mark Hamill is in it.
He is in it. Yeah.
Oh, is he?
And Colin Firth, who I heart very hard.
Yeah, well, he's like one of the main people in it, right?
Jack Davenport.
Mm.
Some good.
Looks like a fun movie for sure.
It's fun. Yeah, it is pretty fun.
Nothing to take too seriously.
Yeah, definitely.
Or it looks like it didn't take itself seriously, which is good.
I would say a lot of people get killed like a lot of people.
Sounds like my kind of movie.
It's very, yeah. Yeah, it's good though. You know, if you want, if you're looking for fun, like Night at the Movies, it's worth a, worth a look. There's not too many other. I really wanted to see Chappie, but I haven't seen Chappie yet.
Yeah, the preview looks good, but I'm worried about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's not. I mean, it's not gonna be as good as District 9, but
yeah, yeah.
I worry about it because that one line in the preview just puts me off. It's like, I am alive. I am Chappie. Shut up. What the fuck is that? What the hell is that? That makes me go, no.
You're like, shut up.
I'm such an asshole, like, honestly. It's not normal.
I love it. I love it.
I am Jeffy.
Smack.
Poor guy.
Anyway, I watched Maleficent twice.
Oh, how was that?
Really?
It was twice good. I really liked it. I thought it was very sweet. And now I'm calling all the dogs little beastie. It's lovely. It was such a good movie. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it, Mike, and disagree completely?
No, I haven't seen it at all.
Oh, it's good. You should check it out.
I am not really an Angelina Jolie fan. Mm.
See, I'm not necessarily an Angelina Jolie fan of her person, but I really always like her movies.
Oh, see,
it's like the same with Tom Cruise. I can't stand Tom Cruise, but I always like his movies. I hate that about him.
Yeah, but her movies are generally pretty shitty.
Lara Croft.
Mm. That was a while ago now.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying every single movie, but like 80% are pretty
shitty.
Okay,
well, I will put this, if we're 80-20-ing her movies, I will put this in the 20% of good movies.
It's in the 20%. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. See, corporate America chewed me up and spit me out. I'm now referring to things as 80-20. Fuck off. Done been brainwashed. Okay. So I've watched lots of movies, but it's been so many of the month that I couldn't even tell you. You know?
That's good.
That's what we do. We pay-per-view these things, right? Oh, Big Hero 6. I watched Big Hero 6. It was cute, but it was not like the best animated movie I've ever seen.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, I mean, it was fun, but it wasn't.
Fun movie, but nothing spectacular.
Yeah, and there's like rumors.
I'll say that.
Yeah, there's rumors they might be doing a second one too. I heard
today. It was successful, so I'm sure they are.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's gonna happen.
Did you see the thing about Toy Story 4?
Oh yeah, like it's.
Like a romantic comedy or something?
Like it's not like a sequel per se.
Yeah, it's not like in the... Yeah, I guess it's in the same universe, but not the same...
It's.
Then why call it Toy Story? I guess it's their franchise, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess it's in the same universe, weird. So...
It's all about branding, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Or like just like subtitle, like call it like Toy Story something.
Rom-com.
Toy Story rom-com.
Rom-com, a division of Toy Story International.
Yeah.
DBA, Toy Story. No? Too much corporate bullshit in my life, can you tell? Oh, it's so sad. what about the Apple Watch? That's exciting.
Not really.
Is it?
No. Oh. Well, but my understanding is now people who get them, they just don't even really take their phones out anymore. I would like that.
I mean, you still need your phone.
It has a couple, like smartwatches have like some useful things. I mean, like I've had one for a bit now. Like it's not necessary by any means, but there are for sure some, you know, handy situations or, you know, things that are make things a little bit easier or, you know.
How often do you pay for stuff with it? Because I know that was one of the first things you did with it.
Well, I don't. Oh, no. I mean, I can't pay with my watch. I just use my phone, but.
Oh, but don't you have, maybe it's just Starbucks has a thingy.
Oh, yeah. I can do Starbucks, like a barcode thing. Yeah, I definitely pay for Starbucks.
So if you had other store gift cards in there, could you use that? Like a Target gift card?
Anything, only if it has like a scannable barcode. Like if there's like an app or something. Like I know a few a lot of, you know, restaurant, not restaurants, but like, you know, lunch places or whatever have like, they use like a level up, and you can pay with like via like a barcode. So like that you could use, you know, but it doesn't have like a, like with the Apple Watch, you can like,
you can use Apple Pay, use, right?
Yeah. Right. But like, I mean, honestly, like, that's not, it's not like a big deal to pull my phone out and just tap my phone. Like,
yeah,
not like a huge
pro. Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Just like one of the other features the Apple Watch has that, you know, the Android watches don't right now are like, you can actually talk on your watch, but it's like, who's going to fucking actually like lift their wrist up and like,
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I know Dick Tracy, awesome. Like, but
that one didn't make a whole. Terms. Yeah, that doesn't seem as practical.
You're like a freaking idiot. Like,
just plug your headset into your phone in your pocket.
Yeah, that didn't seem as practical as the rest of the application. Really.
Yeah, so like, it has a couple extra features that like I can't use, but like, it's not anything that I find useful.
Yeah. Well, like the boarding passes and things like that, and
yeah, that you can get.
Getting your,
you know what though, like with my phone, I find boarding passes and stuff on my phone a pain in the ass, and the reason is you have to keep turning your phone on, going to the app that has it, holding it out, and then by the time you get to the next person that wants to scan it, you have to go through the process again, right? So you might as well just get a paper ticket. Here, scan my paper ticket.
Not perfect, yeah.
No. But, yeah. I have actually been trying to break my phone addiction because I have a really serious addiction to my phone. Mm-hmm. And so I get home from work and I leave it in my purse, and people can text me and tweet me and jump up and down and call me a million times, and it's on mute, and I'm just not taking it. If I go for a walk, I don't take it with me. I try to leave it in the other room just because I'm really addicted to it.
See, so a watch probably wouldn't be for you because then you could leave your phone, but then you'd still get everything.
You'd still get all the,
We watched an entire show yesterday. I couldn't even tell you the name of the show, and it was something I wanted to watch, and I don't remember any of it. And that's a problem. And the thing that got me was I took a day off work, and I was sitting at this beautiful restaurant right on the water overlooking the pier, and I was taking pictures of it, Instagramming it, and tweeting it, and not enjoying it. And I thought, this is ridiculous. I need to live my life when I'm doing it, not tweet my life. So since then, I've really made a concerted effort to just put it away. Go outside. You know? Enjoy a meal with some friends at a restaurant rather than everybody sitting on their phones.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at the pictures that everybody else is tweeting of the food they're all eating.
I much prefer physical interaction.
Yeah, ooh. I'm really trying.
Anyways.
Sorry. Rattle.
The watch itself, like, I mean, I'm not personally a fan of the design of it.
Yeah, well, I don't like wearing watches to begin with, so it's not.
Yeah, I mean, like, I haven't worn one in a while until I got, you know, my Moto 360. But I mean, just I don't know. I just not crazy about the squarish shape, and well, you know, whatever. That's a personal preference. But right. What bugs me is that there's like this. People like are like unaware of like other things until Apple does it, because like that's all they like look at. So it's like, I'm sure there are plenty of people who think Apple is the first, you know, company to make a smartwatch, you know. But it's like, it just kind of, it bothers me a little bit, because it's like, you know, there's a lot of great innovation out there already, and they're not doing something revolutionary by any means.
Those people need better marketers, Rob.
Yep.
Maybe they do.
Apple is a genius marketing machine.
Yep.
They are, but it kind of extends itself too. Like, there are, I've seen people where they have blinders to everything else but Apple.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
So it extends past the marketing. Yeah, they have great marketing, but there's some people who just, you know,
flat out. There's a new phone out. I have to get the new phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Ignore everything else that's out there, even if it is marketed. You know, like, there's a lot of really good stuff out there.
And then there's people like my husband who refuse, based on the fact that I use one, I think, I'm pretty sure, that he will not use an Apple product.
Good. Is he still on his phone, by the way?
He had it until he put it in his shorts pocket and got in the hot tub.
Oh, well.
I didn't like that really at all. So he's back to his BlackBerry Z10, which is hilarious. But he kind of loves it. But he misses all that Google interactive. You know, everything was Google-based, and he loved it. Yeah. And so he keeps looking for another one. But they're like $600-$700 here still, you know? Yeah. So, and I'm like, if you're going to do something as irresponsible as in the first 6 months, get in the hot tub with it in your pocket. You're not getting another one anytime soon, right?
Maybe he needs a waterproof one.
Yeah, one of those OtterBox full-on covers like Colleen had on her phone.
Yeah.
Colleen had one of those, I think, on her. I think it was her. She was all excited the first time she actually got in water with it, I think. Colleen, if it wasn't you, I apologize.
Oh, yeah, I think she had one of those, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Matt says he hears physical interaction is pretty trendy these days. Or this year. This year.
It's very hot. Physical interaction is hot this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So there's a the highest end watch. The Apple Watch Edition starts at $10,000.
Why don't they just call it the Kardashian Edition? Because they're the only ones that can afford it.
Right. I mean, but now I understand. Like, I know, like, people pay.
Yeah, you know, there's always
large high. Amounts for for a really nice watch, but those watches don't get obsolete in a year.
No, so
they still tell the time. You know, 30 years later.
Yeah,
just as good as they did when you bought it. But it just seems like a. I mean, unless you've got money coming at your ass.
I would assume most of the people buying it it's money to burn. You know.
Yeah. Wealthy people.
Yep.
They're the ones that Apple gives away as gifts. That's the only way people get them. Like to high-end people.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not an Apple hater. Like, I love some of their products. I have some of their products. But, like, I just feel like they, especially lately, like, they've done a lot of things that I don't think are all that great.
Hmm.
It's just they've kind of lost their momentum and lost their innovation and stuff. So
they cheapened themselves when Steve Jobs left.
Well, yeah, they kind of did. I mean, I think they made a lot of decisions that he would have never let happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate. And you still can't play videos from the web on your phone.
What?
You have to have the app, right?
For what?
To play them on your iPhone. You can't play like Java stuff.
Well, who the fuck is doing that anyway?
Shut up.
What are you going to the Space Jam website and trying to play it?
Look, I was checking out the GeoCities the other day. Rolling around in my Barney Rebel car. Just paddling along. And I thought. Well, I think the reason why people are focused on Apple is because if you have an Apple product, it's proprietary and you want them all, you want everything to work together, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you have an iPhone, your only choice for a smartwatch is the Apple Watch, but actually, no, that's not true. You can get like a Pebble or something, but
yeah.
But I mean, to have something that actually does something worth a shit,
you would have to,
Which, you know, I'm really surprised that, well, maybe it will eventually, but I mean, I'm sure there's a way Google can make their watches like work with the iPhone. I guess maybe not as deeply because they don't have like access.
Yeah, they're never going to be. And I think this is like back when, which wasn't that long ago, where you had to sync your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Or sync your iPad. I think it's the same thing, basically. This is step one. And then eventually they'll be, you know, untethered or whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the first step. Before the watches are the, you know. I don't know if they'll never be as big as the phones, I don't think. Because you can just do... It's just much easier to carry a phone than to try and read a text message on a watch. So.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think a lot of people are unsold on smartwatches in general anyway.
Which yeah, I think it's a smaller market than the phone market, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
If it had a little projector in it and it projected the message like onto a wall so you could read it easy, now that would be cool.
That would be pretty amazing.
Yeah. I come up with this shit every once in a while. Microwave in the glove box of your car, grade five.
That would be pretty good, wouldn't it?
Yep. Yeah, it would. Didn't even have a car in grade five, and I was already thinking ahead.
Until you got into an accident, and then it would be terrible.
Food. It was always about the food. Oddly, now I don't eat anything cooked in a microwave.
So. Oh, no. Why not?
I think I would. I think.
Well, why? Why would you? Like,
Well, you need. Sometimes you just need to reheat something quickly.
I don't do the dishes, so I guess I don't care.
Oh, that's true. There you go.
Yeah, make all the dishes. Someone else has to wash them. That's my theory. Where do we go from there?
Well, I just wanted to say.
Can we talk about the 12 inch?
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about 12 inches in a minute. I just want to say, like, real quick, like, you know, for people in the market for, like, obviously, if you have an iPhone and you now have a smartwatch to consider, what I found to be, you know, having pretty much all the same features on my watch. Smartwatches in general, like I will say that it's definitely, you know, more a fun toy than anything else, and it is nice for, like, you know, if you kind of like, instead of like, if you feel like you're taking your phone out of your pocket every, like, because you feel it buzz and you have to see what it is, it's kind of nice to be able to kind of just at a glance see what it was, and most of the time it's nothing important, right? So that's kind of cool, you know.
I think they're definitely useful in a work environment.
Yeah, they. I would say, yeah, work is actually quite nice. And I would also say they're good for people into fitness or, you know.
Yeah, because you're spending how much for a fitness band anyway?
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of the features of these things are like, you know, heart rate monitors and step counters and things like that. So it is nice for like a workout tool as well.
Don't you find, though, that the biggest issue with any pedometer is it kills your battery? So they have to have pretty good battery to run a pedometer. I mean, and a pedometer on your wrist, too. Like, how's that working?
It shouldn't. I mean, I don't know, but it works. Like, my watch has a pedometer, but it's pretty darn accurate.
I'd love to have my pedometer on my phone, but it kills my battery.
That's why it's nice to have like something extra. Like, I have a Fitbit as well, but like if you didn't have a Fitbit or something like that, like
Fitbit would say, get your ass off the couch. Stop sitting down. You have literally sat or laid down for 23 out of the last 24 hours. That's what my Fitbit would say. Get up. That's what it would say.
Get your butt up.
Sad.
Yeah, so those 12 inches.
And then there's only one slot to put it in.
Do tell.
There's only one slot.
Yep.
Okay, so then.
Then so, you're doing it wrong. Oh, this is,
What I thought was weird. So they announced a new MacBook, and it's not the Air, but it's thinner than the Air.
Yeah, and it's only the 12-inch version that has the one. USB-C.
Yeah, it's only this one.
Was it USB-C? Is that what it is? Or USB-C,
which actually I'm quite shocked that they did, because they're actually using a standard port.
Yeah, because that's something that everybody... Yeah, I know, that's unusual. Yeah. That in and itself.
Yeah, I mean, there's a new Chromebook that was announced that has C as well. So it's not an Apple, like Apple didn't make this connector.
Yeah, they all worked on it together, actually.
Yeah, it's a standard connector. So the fact that they're using it actually pretty great.
Surprising.
It'd be great if they use it on their phone, but I don't know if that'll ever happen. But we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know.
But actually I was a bit surprised that there's only one port. And that if you wanted to use, like, so, like, for example, you would charge it in this port.
Yeah.
But say if you wanted to charge it, but then if you wanted to plug in something like USB.
Well, I guess everything's Bluetooth.
Well, you could. I mean, that's what Apple kind of.
But your file drives, your little disky shuffly drives. But I guess they should use them in your cloud.
Well, no, but if you want to do that, you need to buy a dongle. a like $80 dongle.
Yeah, they have the adapter, and it's there's like three has like three ports or something, three different ports.
Scam job.
Yeah. I just, you know what? I feel like they're so small. Like, why? Like, you could have had two. Like, you could probably could have fit one more.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure they could have.
You know, it's good that they have it anyway. So that's cool.
And that's only for the smallest version as well.
Right. Right. Just for this new, it's only one model of this. But
yeah.
And then here's my other question. How freaking thin do you need a notebook to be?
Well, they're going to get damaged. They're so thin they bend, right? Like the phone.
I mean, how much thinner can you get, honestly? I just like, and when is it too thin?
I don't get it. Well, I think we saw that with phones a while back where they got too small or too thin, basically.
Yeah, they were bending in
and
your
then
front
you
pocket.
Saw it. Well, you're seeing it again, but I mean, you saw it with the razors for a while, the old razors, right, where it got too thin, and then it kind of bounced back the other way.
Yeah.
And then I think you saw it again with this round of iPhones, where it's getting to the point where they're a little too thin. But they always have cases on them, so it's a little different. I think you get to the point where it is just a little too much.
I don't get the appeal of like these super thin. Like if I want a new Mac, like I'm gonna get a Pro because I want the power, you know.
Yeah, to be able to.
I want, you know, better specs and stuff. Like I don't need, and those are a nice size. They're pretty thin themselves. Like I don't understand this need for everything to be smaller and thinner. Like I just. There's
I would like lighter, but that's really it. Lighter would be nice.
Yeah.
You put your iPad in your bag and then it starts to feel like you're carrying a brick around after a while.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it just seems to be getting like I feel like this new one is like you wouldn't like possibly want this any thinner or lighter than this one is.
Yeah. I mean, because I have mine's the 2010 MacBook Pro, the 13-inch one or 13 and a half, whatever. It's pretty thin. Like, and these are like half as thin, like half the size of it.
It's insane. Yeah. It's like, why do you need that?
You lose your laptop, fell down the side of
it. Yeah. It blew away. Yeah.
I guess like part of my problem with them is like they seem to be doing some things just for the sake of doing it and just be like, oh, this is thinner than it was before.
They probably hold contests to see who can make the thinnest and then that person wins like a bonus. Just for their own amusement. It's nothing to do with the consumer.
Sometimes you got to think it's not why am I doing this and not just like, can I do this?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like on American Idol. Sometimes I say, just because you can hit that note doesn't mean you should.
That's true.
Yep. There you go. Well, I have no fun technology in my life at the moment. I've got a new laptop at Christmas time, and I like that. But that's about it.
That's exciting.
In the technology and Las Vegas categories, I see that Will has started that nasty let's go to CES in Vegas again thing. Which I wanted to do last year. But it's expensive, though, to go at that time. Like going the week before or the week after is probably way cheaper.
All the rooms are banged out for that.
Yeah. It's expensive.
Speaking of banged out.
Ooh. Is this the porn section?
Like yeah. Let's talk about Will's body.
Ooh. What is going on there? I'm catcalling you, Will. Woo. That was for you. Well. No.
He's in fantastic shape.
Somebody's banging.
Yes. Well, I don't know if he's banging at the moment, but he is in fantastic shape.
Yeah. If you could do some sit-ups for me, Will, I would appreciate it. Send them to my house when you're done.
And can you email them?
Email them. That would be the same time.
Can you email me some sit-ups?
That would be great. Maybe a few arm curls. I'm, in fact, in such bad shape right now that I can't carry the puppy around, and he's only 37 pounds.
Wow.
Like, what kind of a slug do you have to be for that even to be a problem for you? It's time to get in shape. I'm going to start soon. I lost 25 pounds, and now it's time to get in shape.
Now I will get in shape.
Yeah, we will start. Yeah. So you know how you have that thing that hangs down under your arm when you're a woman who has weight on you? I say that's my bicep, but it got so big it fell down.
So big it fell down.
That's what happened. Hey, this is an honest cast. We get real honest about these things. I have bumps and lumps. It's fine.
I think everybody does.
It's all good. Yeah.
I'm not embarrassed. Am I the only one watching Agent Carter?
I'm behind. I haven't been able to catch the last.
I wouldn't mind being behind Agent Carter. She is a babe.
Sorry. I'm 12 inches behind.
But not a thin 12 inches. I really liked this series, and I hope that it comes back because I don't know if it's renewed. I'm really sorry about the puppy, but he won't shut up. And I really loved it. I loved all of the Germany girl stuff and the stuff. I liked it all. Mm-hmm. I can't talk about it because I want to talk about it when you've seen it. But good. Checkmark.
That was a short run, but do you think it'll come back next year, maybe?
I do think it will come back. If they have any sense at all, it will come back. And I'm going to delete it so I don't talk about it again next time. Okay?
You're going to delete it so you don't talk about it.
We talked about Marco Polo.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God. Oh, man. Forgot about good old Marco Polo.
Oh, my God. We have to talk about Marco Polo.
I have not watched that yet.
I'm kidding. But you should. Watch Marco Polo. It's quite good. Oh, my battery is running low. That's terrifying. Fortunately, I have a plug and will avert a disastrous situation. Okay. What have we not talked about? We've not talked about
Walking Dead.
Rob, you go first.
It's been good. They're in Alexandria now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's good because there's a lot different things that were in the comics.
They've definitely shaken it up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's different enough to be, you know, interesting. But you know, then there's still some little things that are, you know, that are similar. So it's.
What do you think of them making the woman, the head person, female, about Deanna?
Right. Oh, so that was that was a change.
Yeah. I thought that was a solid change.
Yeah.
And her husband Reg, because in the comics I understand that the guy's name, the wife is Regina.
Oh yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of feel like it would have been too similar. People would have compared it to Woodbury with the governor being like, oh, here's another town with a
computer.
And so I think it was probably one of the reasons why they switched it up a bit.
Yeah. I like her. She's a nice, strong character, and I love that. Yeah.
It's good to have a strong female leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they've done a better job the last couple seasons of developing more diverse characters.
Yeah.
Can I just say that Carol is the scariest mofo on the planet?
Oh, that was great.
Carol, I love. I mean, and she wasn't alive in the comics at this point.
Yeah, so. She was long
and
dead.
When did Carol die in the comics?
Oh, I think in the prison. She like killed herself.
She was a weaker character too.
Yeah, she made out with a zombie because she wanted to marry Rick and.
Oh, yeah, she wanted a threesome with Rick and Lori.
Yeah, she wanted like a sister wives situation.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm glad I missed that. I'm glad they cut that right out of there.
She's a completely different character on TV than in the comics. So.
Okay, and terrifying. She's terrifying.
But I love her. She's like undercover and like the as this like innocent,
in her cardigan. Yeah. Do you know what I think's gonna get her though? Taking the chocolate.
The chocolate's going to be what gets her?
Yeah. I think that because she took that extra chocolate, like she was being all, she's being all like tough guy about it. And she went into the bag and took the chocolate. Yeah. I think that because that girl is doing inventory, that is how they'll figure that they'll, get her. Something will happen that way because of her doing the chocolate. Because the guns will be missing and they'll know the guns are missing because they just inventoried them.
Mm.
And they'll want to know who was there and who wanted chocolate. Well, who did they just tell about chocolate? Well, the new girl, Carol.
The chocolate's going to give her up.
That's possible. That's possible.
It won't be that kid who shit his pants, I'm sure.
No. Yeah. Awesome, yeah, I don't think he's saying anything.
No.
It looks
death
like,
or cookies.
Looks like next week we'll lose some people, I'm guessing.
Good. Who do you think?
I don't know, but they do need to thin down a bit just because they're combining towns now, you know. Yeah, you're going to start getting too many people. You got to cut down a bit.
It's a big cast.
Yeah.
Well, like the preacher that's with them, I'm like, is he still there?
Yeah, I know. I just get rid of him. I don't care.
That was one thing. Him and Eugene were like nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't invited to the party.
They could just kill both of them off. And it's like, whatever. Who cares? You know, they served their purpose at the time, and that was it.
Yeah.
So maybe one of them.
Yeah, I mean, they can definitely go through a cleansing.
Yeah.
So, but how are they going to die? Like, I don't know anything about Alexandria besides it seems like an awful nice place to live.
Well, no, if you saw on the preview, it looked like there was something like a zombie issue, it looked like.
Okay. My PVR, as I said, records like right until the first minute of the preview, and then I don't get to see it, so it pisses me off every single
time. Yeah, you know what happened to me? I didn't see either of the Morgan scenes from the last two seasons.
Oh,
I had to watch them later because they were cut off.
Where is Morgan? What's taking him so long?
Oh, yeah, like when is he gonna show up? Pop up?
Yeah, I don't know. I assume he pops up in the town at some point. Because didn't he pop up in? He went to Alexandria with them, or they something like that, right? Originally,
I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, it's been a long time since that.
They're such anti-heroes now. All of them, like Rick. Well, if they don't do what we want, we'll take this town.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, like we're the bad guys now.
They are kind of. I mean, they're kind of turning into. They're the hardened ones, and they're like the scary ones.
Yep.
Maybe the new group from the spinoff will come and beat them up and take them out. We'll have a new group of nice people.
That's going to be in like Los Angeles, though, or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. SOD.
Yeah, I don't know if I need a second show.
Yeah, I mean, they say it's going to be a lot different, but, you know.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, same setting. I would hope maybe if they go less zombies, a different structure, that would help. Yeah. But
I mean, things could be way different on the other side of the country.
Yeah, exactly. You're in a whole different – I mean, it's not like they have any communication with anybody over there, so.
It'd be funny if this was only contained to, like, a small section, and they just kind of, and it's just a reality show. And watching it. That'd be a nice twist.
That'd be hilarious. What was that movie that Jim Carrey was in where he was in the bubble?
Oh yeah.
There's like serious dogfight happening in my kitchen right now. Can you hear that? I'm sorry if you can. Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, and I love how they. What they've done with Daryl. I thought
his bromance with the boys and the bikes.
Well, but I think his story in the town is one of the strongest.
Yeah, like he can't just kind of like adapt as quickly as the other.
Yeah, and he found people who he could fit in with enough.
Yeah, he's an outsider.
Yeah, and I think his and Carol's are the best of the two stories.
I do kind of like Rick too, just because like you see like just the fact that like, you know, he tried to, you know, he kissed that.
Yeah,
I just thought that was a little abrupt. That was my only issue with it.
It was, but it kind of just shows you what kind of where he's kind of at.
That's true. Like, yeah,
take what he wants, and then like the fact that he kind of reaches for the gun when she's with her husband.
Yeah, yeah, I did like that.
That was amazing.
That's true.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What's going on with Rick? Yeah, I don't particularly. I mean, we'll see how that storyline goes, but that was odd. That was like, I mean, I could feel that there was some kind of tension between them from the minute that they saw each other. You were supposed to, because Rick had no shirt on, so that was the whole point of that. And then, oh, I'm going to cut your hair, fingers and hair. That's very sexy. So, you know, no big surprise there. But it just kind of was surprising to me that he did it so publicly like that too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, yeah, definitely what you said with the whatchamacallit, the way he kind of at the end with the gun and all, it did show his motivation for it, where he just like, I'll do whatever the hell I want,
Yeah,
whenever the
he's
hell I
just like,
want.
I will take what I want and whatever. Like, that's,
Yeah,
which is not,
nobody's
you
gonna tell me
know, yeah.
anything.
It's hard to call him a good guy at this point, you know?
No, he's not a good guy, I don't think. He's a good guy to his family, but
Yeah.
that's about it.
Yeah.
So how do you grow a community from all of these little pockets of people who are all out to get them to save themselves?
Yeah, I don't know how much of a community you can grow in that world anyway, you know?
Yeah. But eventually society has to like either survive or perish. Like people as a group will either all turn into zombies or humans will thrive, right?
Oh
Because
no,
we
I
are a
mean,
parasite. It's what we do.
yeah, no, I mean, it could take, I mean, you go through periods where things happen, it is, you know, of turmoil and things like that. So yeah, I mean, I think,
But
you
what I
know,
mean is eventually society has to rebuild.
yeah, but not necessarily at any quick pace.
No, but how do you do that when everybody is so on the defense? You can't. There's
Well,
no way to
this,
build bridges.
yeah, but this
These people are trying
generation.
to at least build bridges.
Yeah, but you're talking one generation of people.
Yeah. I guess it depends on how long a thing like that went on for.
Ah, that's true. That's true.
So it could be the zombie war of the ages. My great granddaddy fought the walkers. Just thinking.
That's true. I mean, I think you'll see with the next, like the Carl generation, a whole different, you know, where this is their world, or even the what's the daughter's name,
Judith.
like the Judith generation, where that is their world, period. They don't have any ties to anything else.
Right.
They may more easily find their way to building something.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the baggage where it has to be something else. It only has to be whatever, you know, whatever they make it.
Yeah. It seems like Alexandria might be, maybe this could be it. Maybe they'll all live happily ever after and nothing will go wrong.
Ever and ever. You know that means someone's going to die.
Well, people gotta die.
Look, everybody's happy. Off with their head.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're gonna go. But the only thing I really have that was a little wonky was the tornado part in that one episode. Like, I would have been fine with the storms and a tornado. I just wasn't fine with the storms and the tornado conveniently wiping away all the zombies outside the door and leaving the ramshackle barn intact.
Yeah, next time they're in a barn. We sure could use one of those convenient tornadoes.
I just would have liked to see them survive a storm, because it would have been something different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think they needed the whole zombie angle. I think the fear of the storm itself, I think, would have been strong enough to carry that. And that, but that's a minor thing. It's not really a.
But were those the zombies that had been ambling along behind them on the railroad tracks?
Oh,
So
I don't
maybe they were
know.
just finally catching up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
We
hoping.
found you, nothing. Bonk, bonk, bonk. That was them hitting the door.
I
Bonk.
assume at some point we'll get another herd once again at some point. I don't know when that'll be though.
Yeah.
Where just like a big herd comes in.
And overruns the jail like that. That's
Yeah, I
cool.
mean, that seems to be the biggest, other than humans, that seems to be the biggest threat, you know.
Yeah.
A
That shot where they were at
massacre.
the jail and they were on the edge, and you saw this, it was the season finale, I think. You saw the
Oh
zombies
yeah.
coming over. That was just like,
Yep.
oh, amazing.
But like they said with the thing that they had evacuated this area, so that seems like less of an idea.
Hmm.
But I'm
interested. How many shows are left? There's only like three left?
I believe three episodes, yeah. That's good. I'm real happy with where the show's been this whole season, pretty much.
Yeah.
Even the slow episodes, I mean, I liked, I didn't mind the Beth stuff at all and all that kind of thing from last season and, or not, well, yeah. Whatever you want to call it, first part of the season, whatever the hell they're calling it, who knows. But, yeah, I mean, I thought it's all been good to, really good, you know, except for little things here and there. But even the episode where everybody complained it was too slow, I mean, that kind of, I didn't mind it at all.
Oh, the artsy episode?
The one where...
Where What's-His-Face was dying after he got bit? What's-His-Face?
Yeah.
He's only just been dead a couple of weeks, and I forgot his name already.
Tyrese,
thank you. Yeah, sorry, Tyrese.
Yeah, it was that one, and the one before it was the one where it was a drought and all that.
Right. What did you think about that artsy Tyrese episode?
I was okay with it, because he was dying. You know, he was trying to fight it off, but he didn't make it. Mm. I thought at least he got some solid screen time.
Yeah. I was just confused for most of it. No.
Yeah. Well, that was one of those characters that didn't go the same route as it did in the comic, but in a bad way. Kind of like Andrea, the same thing.
Well, Andrea and Tyrese were like awesome in the comics, right?
Yes.
That's everything I always care how awesome they were. That's too bad.
And they just kind of weren't that in the show. They were just different. Well, Andrea, they completely fucked up because the show was a mess at that point. Let's be real.
That's disappointing.
I mean, they were screwing up the governor. They were screwing up Andrea. There wasn't much. They were, you know.
Did the governor have a much longer storyline in the comic?
No, that wasn't very long, right?
Okay.
I'm trying to think. There was the two battles, I think, right? And then Michonne went back. What was it? They went to some depot to get some food and came across the governor's people. Is that what happened?
Something like
that. And then there was the helicopter crash they both met up at.
Yeah.
Where they found people at the helicopter crash and followed each other or something and ended up at the Woodbury and then escaped.
I'm like confused. I can't, like, at this point, like, I can't, like, separate the comic
from It all kind of blends together. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Funny. That's funny how stuff happens.
I do remember they went back to get Michonne, though, right?
Yeah.
And she had already, like, destroyed him. And so then they escaped, and then that's when he made his assault on the prison. And they killed Laurie and the baby.
Aww.
Yeah, no baby in the comics.
No. Which, you know what? One of my predictions is maybe the baby might get it in the show.
You know, I've been thinking that too.
How long can they?
It seems like I think they're in that for the long haul now. I think that's I think that's the hope they hold out.
She could be like the one on, you know, you watch soap operas and the kid goes upstairs and comes back downstairs as the teenager. That could happen.
No? Well, I mean, they could do a time jump at some point. Apparently, they did a time jump in the comic recently.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But then, how would they? Well, like, the only reason I could see them agreeing to do that is when Carl.
Well, I think that's why they did it in the comic. Even though he doesn't, obviously, they don't have to age him in the comic. But I think it just got to a point where they. Now, I could be mistaken. I believe they jumped it ahead, though, 5 years after the war. There's a war that I won't get into, but so there's a big blah blah blah. I actually stopped reading halfway through it because I don't know, kind of just lost me a little bit. But and then I believe after that they jumped it ahead, so it would make sense to jump the show ahead a little bit just for Carl, since he is, you know, one of the main focuses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because he is gonna
get whiskers.
Yeah, he's gonna age faster than the show, and you don't have to do it right away, but you can do it, you know, in a season or two.
He'll pull a Walt.
Yeah, I mean, he's just getting old. I mean, the only good thing is, like, on Lost, there was kind of a set time frame. They were like, you know, oh, we've been here 30 days and
right,
blah, blah, blah. Whereas Walking Dead, it's a little more vague how long it's all been going on, you know, which is good. It's
never
better.
Put up Christmas trees. They don't celebrate seasons. You can't follow the time, right?
Yeah, I mean,
and there snows where they are, so
exactly. And it's just easier to leave it vague because they can skip whatever amounts of time they need to make it whatever they want. You know,
yeah,
we don't need.
Like,
to
how
see
long
everything.
Would you think they were at the farm for?
I don't know, maybe a week or two, something like that. I don't think they're there a long time.
Really? Because it seemed like a long time. It felt really like
well,
a
that's
long
because
time.
It was not a good show at that point.
But I mean, I felt like they were there for months.
Yeah. Well, yeah, see, that's the weird thing. It was like one issue or two issues in the comics. And then it became a whole half season or something.
Yeah.
They were at the farm a long ass time on the TV show. That is true.
And how long would you feel like they were at the prison for?
Not long enough, I thought.
Okay.
Actually, I think they've really screwed that whole thing up. I think it should have been a little bit of time at the farm and then establish something at the prison and then have it taken away. They never got anything established at the prison, so they never really lost anything.
Right.
You know, they were
lost their feeling of security, I guess.
But they never really fully had it because they didn't, like, fully develop the prison. You know what I mean?
Right.
We never got a full development of the prison. I think that was the issue I had with that whole. And then the governor thing just didn't go that well. It was okay, but I don't know. I just don't think it was handled that well.
No, that's disappointing.
But other than that, but since then, I thought they've handled everything pretty well.
Yeah, well, I've never read the comics, but I sure do like the show.
Yeah, but I mean, even things that aren't even in the comic, I just think it's been so much better the past, since the new showrunner.
Right.
I think
definitely, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, other than tying up some of the stuff that was left messy, like the governor, where they had to do those three episodes, what was it, the year before?
Yeah.
Just to kind of tie it up. Those weren't great, but it tied up that story, so that's fine. We're done with it. And like now you can see they can move pieces out of there and you're not tied to them anymore, you know? Because we're going to have to start dumping people. Just reality.
Yeah. And there's a lot of peripheral characters right now.
Yeah.
But like you say, they've done their part and they can go.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. They can go and you can bring the new peripheral characters in. Like now you have, the couple Daryl's hanging out with. So, yeah, they're peripheral characters. Do you really need Eugene anymore?
No.
You know, or do you need – what the hell is Noah doing?
Nobody – yeah, hiding in the corner being scared.
I mean, you know, he was fantastic on Let It Shine. But, you know, that's a whole different thing. Oh, you guys don't watch Disney Channel. You wouldn't know that.
Well, at least he got a couple of lines. That's more than some characters got.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they have a bigger plan for him with Sasha. Who knows? You know.
Okay.
But do they have a bigger plan for Sasha?
She seems to be losing her marbles a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I think is reasonable. But it seems like they're going to give her a little bit of Andrea with the clock tower thing.
Yeah, I was going to say she seems to be kind of picking up Andrea's role as the sharpshooter.
I thought originally that would be Carol, but it seems like Carol is kind of her own character now without any pieces, really, of anybody else.
Nope.
She's just like this rogue, do whatever it takes. I think her and Rick are closer to the same person at this point in the show. Where they'll do whatever.
Yeah.
They don't care.
And Michonne just wants a home.
Yeah, and it's funny because Daryl has some kind of morality too that they don't seem to have.
Yeah, maybe because, I don't know, he hasn't had to make the same hard decisions that the two of them have. Like shoot Mika in the head, you know, those kinds of hard decisions.
Yeah, I mean, he's done some stuff.
Yeah.
Well, there's definitely going to be an issue with the dopey son. What's his name? Members only guy. The guy they went on the run with Glenn, and then he beat him up.
Noah, Sasha, Tara.
Later. Yeah, they're on borrowed time, I would say. Yeah, please get rid of Tara. Please. She's not a good character.
Yeah, we kind of really don't need. I mean,
Those are
everyone
the
she cared
ones.
about is gone.
Yeah,
Oh, I thought he was suggesting a threesome. See,
I mean,
I'm sorry,
that would
Matt.
be fine
Yeah, a
too.
threesome of dead bodies. Yeah.
How can we make this show more interesting? Noah, Sasha, and Tara take off their clothes. That would do
I think they can still do something with Sasha,
it.
but like Noah and Tara, they've done nothing with. So
Yeah,
at this point,
yeah.
especially Tara, she's been around quite a while at this
Yeah, that's true. She's gone.
point.
Yeah.
She's been around since prison time. So
They're just really bodies to fight. They're really bodies to fight.
Well, and especially if you're gonna have some kind of big battle coming up, because there's always gonna be a big battle. So you're gonna need bodies to fall by the wayside, and you're gonna need bodies that matter at least. So
Right.
I assume they'll keep them around for that.
Yeah. So we can lose one of our own.
Yeah, I mean, there's gonna be something that happens either in the penultimate or the ultimate episode. So
Right.
you take your pick. Somebody, people are dying in one of those.
Yeah.
I mean, I
Oh,
don't know what,
totally.
yeah, I'm not saying, I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm just, that's just the reality of the show.
Are you secretly writing on the show and you're not telling us? Is that what happened?
God, no.
All right. I'm also really, just really quickly, because I know we got to wrap it up. I am enjoying Vikings very much. Vikings
Excellent.
is back, and it is as good as it was in the first season, and I'm really enjoying it. So there you go. Serial update.
Is that, do we actually have one?
Is
Was
there an
that from
update?
last week?
I think that was from last time,
Probably
maybe.
from.
I'm like,
We're so
what
good. Here, I'm
happened?
going to
I'm like,
delete that so it's gone for next time and we don't talk about it again.
what happened?
Okay, we have a little bit of feedback. I know Matt just sent in some
Yes.
feedback. We have some, so while you get that ready,
You
I
do the
will.
Facebook.
Kelly Jo said she really, really is enjoying the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. She says it's the best original show on Netflix. She, in fact, should we read her swears even though you told her language and yelled at her a lot? She said,
She's a youngin', is she?
fuck House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is the best original or Netflix original show. And I'm excited to hear that because I am going to watch that. And we had another comment about that too. It was from Steph McGuire. She said that it is hilarious.
I look pretty funny. I'd like to check it out.
Jess Wagner said Birdman was brilliant. Michael Keaton was robbed. Second best exotic Marigold Hotel was a fun, entertaining movie. That's it for now, she says. And Kelly Jo, I want you to know you are one of the funniest people I know. And I mean that sincerely. I mean that most sincerely.
Are you
Thank you.
sure?
Yes,
Truly
I
sincere.
do.
Damn it, why am I opening drama?
I don't know. I would like to be half as witty as Kelly Jo is.
I'm opening the wrong thing to find something. Sorry. I'm
Oh,
searching for Matt's email in my Dropbox. I'm like, where the fuck is this audio?
well, Matt
Why
says
isn't
Tara's
it,
character has
Matt,
been running
why
on
did you
fumes
not
from
stick
the
your audio in my Dropbox? What the hell is your
fumes.
problem?
Is it a 12-inch audio?
Sure, my Dropbox can handle it. Oh my
It only
God.
has one port.
All right. I got it pulled up here. Here we go.
All
Hey,
right.
Chatterbox. It's your old buddy Matt. Sending some super duper late last minute feedback. First things first, I guess, is I went to PAX East over the weekend and didn't do anything with Rob or any of the Junkyard crew for the, I believe, sixth year in a row, fifth year in a row. It's a great streak we got going. There's been a whole lot going on. I've been super busy, but I've been watching a whole lot of shows and movies and stuff. So I'll start with Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I'm really digging it. It's most of the Netflix shows really haven't done it for me. I've gone record saying that House of Cards is pretty overrated. Really, Orange is the New Black is the only Netflix show I've really enjoyed until this one. Certainly, you could see the Tina Fey 30 Rock touch with it, but it's got a little bit more heart to it. I think having Ellie Kemper, who's super cute and sweet and really perky, as the lead really helps make it a bit more endearing. 30 Rock could be a bit cynical, but I'm 10 episodes in. I'm really enjoying it. Probably we'll check it out again and rewatch it sometime soon. Also been watching a few movies. I recently caught up with Ida. I forget how it's pronounced. It was the Polish film that won Best Foreign Language Film this year's Oscars. It's available on Netflix in the U.S. It's an artsy fartsy movie. So if you're not into that stuff, it might be a little tough. But I still think it's worth checking out. I think it's shot very well. It's shot in an interesting way with a lot of emphasis on the space above the actors. There's a lot of shots where you only see like the top parts of their heads or it's weird. You know, it's an art house movie, but it's worth checking out. Something I saw on the indie side, but I guess not really super small now because it also got tons of Oscar stuff and even won a few, was Whiplash. I've been meaning to see this movie since the fall when I heard about it, and I'm glad to say it definitely lived up to the hype. I really dug this movie. I thought it was great. I forget the name of the director. I think it's Damien Chazelle or something. It's his first movie, and I definitely want to check out what this guy has in the future. He certainly gets the idea of what it's like to be at this like prestigious music school and have this hard ass music teacher just destroy you. But you also have that super high ambition, but it's so good. And you can just see it really just nails his panic, like the students' panic. And when the teacher played by J.K. Simmons, who won an Oscar for this movie, you can kind of feel like this is like their bowels turn to water when J.K. Simmons just goes off on them. It's a really great movie, and I definitely recommend you check it out if you haven't already. It's now out on video and on demand and all that stuff. Finally, I want to do a musical recommendation. I recently picked up the latest from the Decemberists, What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World, and I'm enjoying it. I mean, if it's pretty much what you kind of would expect from a Decemberists album, very similar types of songs and styles, but it's still, you know, they're doing it very well, and it's I think it's a good variety of their style. It doesn't sound like the same song 12 times. I'd probably recommend, for the certain tracks, I'd recommend Cavalry Captain, Philomena, and Better Not Wake the Baby, for just to name three songs. Okay, that is it for me for now. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Matt.
I don't know what we'd do without his feedback. Cause
I know.
We wouldn't.
It's much more concise. Yeah, it's much more. Kelly Jo has abandoned us. I've written her off.
Okay. She doesn't love us.
Oh, Kelly Jo. Oh. She was too busy swearing in our group.
Horrible, horrible.
But she is a grown woman now, you know.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. We have to come to that realization that we're old.
When we're all sitting front row at Saturday Night Live because she's gotten us tickets.
Yep.
You're going to do that, right, Kelly Jo?
Better.
It's better.
Hello. Then we will know. A long time. Okay, Michaela's got one quick question.
Good.
White and gold or black and blue?
I don't care. It's black and blue, but the picture could show it different ways because it was a fucking terrible photo.
It was.
Hey, let's
take
it. It
was very interesting, I thought. I thought it was kind of cool.
Well, it is interesting because people observe it differently. But it was only that picture they observed differently because it was so terribly taken.
Yeah. It's just a bad photo.
Yeah. One of the girls on American Idol actually wore it.
Yeah, she did actually wear it, and it was blue and black.
Yeah. Definitely dark blue and black.
Yeah, though, there was no question on when you had an actual good camera on it.
I think it was also digitally manipulated. Why are we even talking about this? I'm mad at myself.
Yeah, I know. You know, I missed... I like hopped off the internet for like an hour and I completely missed the llamas and the dress. And I was like, what in the fuck is everybody talking about?
So funny. I actually wrote on Twitter, I can't believe we're arguing over a dress. We don't deserve the internet.
Yeah, I completely missed all that. And then I got back to it and I was so lost. And I was like, wow, I'm glad I missed that hour.
Oh, we've recorded it here for posterity.
It is recorded.
Prosperity,
posterity.
Posterity for the ass that it is.
Yep.
Posterior.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Ask people now. Next episode is our 50th. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think people should send stuff in, or like I don't know. We should figure out something cool and fun to do. So
it will be the week after Easter. Which will be the week after. Sorry.
The week after.
Yeah, yeah.
But, oh, so like a month, basically a month from now.
It'd be like a month.
Or maybe next week. You never know with us.
Yeah. Yeah, because Rob and I are both going away 2 weeks in a row, so that stretches it out a little bit.
Maybe I'll do my own show all by myself. I'll just sit here going down random rabbit hole after rabbit hole.
Sure, you could do a string of Michaela's Got Questions.
With nobody here to answer them.
Call it Michaela's Hole.
Michael's.
Oh, not in my region.
That's the wrong hole.
Well, I hope you both have very enjoyable vacations.
Thank you.
Yes, me too. We'll see everybody in mid-April.
See you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye. Adios.